It says in Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few." I'm so humbled to be a worker in the field doing the Lord's work. This morning, we're talking to McKenna from New Life Prison Ministries. She's the Church Partnership Coordinator. Good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here with us. We really appreciate it. Now, could you please tell me, McKenna, what and who New Life Prison Ministries is?
Yeah, sure. So New Life Prison Ministries works with inmates all across Canada. And so we provide Bible correspondence courses to them through chaplains. We partner with chaplains. And the goal of these studies is to tackle topics that we know inmates are struggling with, like addictions, grief, anger, forgiveness. And as soon as we hear from them through the mail after they've completed a study, we match them with an instructor that walks alongside them, encourages them with their responses. And the goal of that is just to point the inmates to Jesus even more with a little bit of a personal touch.
Okay, so the inmates don't have to be Christian first.
No, for sure no. They usually connect with us to the chaplaincy department because a chaplain's role is to maybe share a death or something that's happening in their life on the outside, or meet with them because they're struggling with something like addiction. And then they get plugged in that way, usually.
How many new Bible studies do you think are received per week?
Per week is hard to tell. I think we hear from about 50 new students a week, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say so. We work with about 2,500 students a year, and we process about 500 pieces of mail a week in our office.
I'm a volunteer with you guys, and I didn't even realize the depth of those numbers.
Yeah. Yes.
I wanted to become a volunteer in a prison ministry because my heart doesn't want anybody to feel like they're alone.
Yeah.
And I always want people have an outlet to discuss things. And again, the workers, the field is ripe, but the workers are few. So I want to be able to help bring people closer to Jesus.
Yes, for sure. And we're realizing too that there's 40,000 inmates all across Canada, and we are reaching about 6% of those inmates right now. But the problem isn't that we don't have people waiting at the door to receive studies. Our problem is actually manpower and resources. And so we kind of pitch it like this. Imagine there's 100 people standing outside your church and you can only let 6% or 6 people in. That's our problem. And we just need volunteers to start filling that gap more.
Okay, so how do people get involved?
Yeah, so our volunteers are what we call virtual instructors. And they're the ones that are, the role is completely online, and they're the ones that are receiving the students' written work and responding to that written work with encouragement, scripture, prayer, and maybe if it relates, sharing a personal example of something similar to them that they're struggling with or how God walked them through it. And so to get involved, we have a website. You can search up nlpm.ca and go to our volunteer section to apply. You can also call our office at 519-666-1950. Or you can reach out to me directly. It's just mckenna@nlpm.ca. So that's mckenna@nlpm.ca.
McKenna, do you have any testimonies that you can share from either inmates or maybe even some of your virtual instructors of what this program means and has done?
Mm-hmm. I actually think I'll do a volunteer focus, if that's okay.
Yes.
We have an instructor that we have recently been chatting with, and he, for a lot of reasons, isn't even able to leave his house. And so he, just for health reasons and autoimmune reasons, and so for him, New Life is an outlet for him to still reach people with the gospel. And he can relate to our students because he's alone. He's feeling alone. He's in isolation, and he's in need of Jesus and chooses to follow Jesus. And so his story resonates with his students. And it's a big deal for him to be able to still serve the Lord this way.
We've been talking to McKenna from New Life Prison Ministries. McKenna, can you just let listeners know again how they can become volunteers in your prison ministry?
Yeah, for sure. So again, yeah, just reach out to us either through our website, which is nlpm.ca. You can send an email to me at mckenna@nlpm.ca. So that's mckenna@nlpm.ca. Or you can give us a call at 519-666-1950.
Thank you so much, McKenna, for joining us this morning. Until we chat again, stay well and be blessed.
Thank you.